Welcome back to the Lucky Lock Sports Betting Podcast. It's your boy. What's up, guys? How we doing? Today is Mother Freaking Friday, October 18th, 2019. Looking forward to the weekend. Want to say really quick, I got to say this yesterday on yesterday's podcast. I just didn't have time. But yesterday's podcast, Thursday the 17th, it was a quick one. I got right to it. I had actually recorded the episode the night before. And I was going to play it, at least the intro part. This is what happened in the intro part, right? So it was fucking pouring rain Wednesday night. Like all day, from like 3 p.m. to like maybe 10:30, 11. It was just a freaking, just a downpour. Like it wasn't just raining, you know? It was like... yeah, you go outside for 2 seconds, you're soaked. Anyway, so what had happened was I was getting off the bus. I was on my way to my grandpa's house from New York in New Jersey. So I got off the bus. Right before I got off the bus, I'm looking out the windows. I don't see it raining. It's like all foggy and stuff, you know, so I couldn't really see outside. I checked the weather app on my phone, which is a pure piece of shit, that weather app. If you have an iPhone, the one that comes with the iPhone is fucking terrible. So I used to think that the Weather Channel app, the blue icon one, was a lot better. It used to be. It was more accurate. It wasn't on Wednesday. I'll tell you that right now. They were predicting the rain was starting at fucking 8 p.m. Then as it was so obvious that it was about to rain, they like just bumped it up real quick to like 3 p.m. Fucking idiots. I could have told you it was about to pour just by looking at the fucking sky at that time. Anyway, fuck that app. But, yeah, I look at my app before, and listen, when I got on the bus in New York City, it was like 9:30, but there was like a lull. It was like it was about to stop, you know what I mean? So the bus ride is like 20 minutes or so. I check the app, and it says, you know, cloudy skies, breezy, windy. Oh, it was so windy today, you guys, on Thursday. I'm recording this on Thursday night, by the way, at least the intro part. It was so fucking windy in New York today, guys. It was crazy. I'm actually on my way to the Yankee game right now. I'm sitting here in the car with my buddy. He's driving and he fucking thinks it's really weird that I'm talking into a microphone right now. And he will not say a word. He's just smirking right now looking at me like I'm a fucking weirdo. I think he's the fucking weirdo for just not even wanting to say hello. I was going to be like, hey, here's my friend Dave. Say what's up, Dave. Nothing. Just listen to this. Look how quiet it is. Here, look. The microphone is right on his lips. Will not say a fucking word. Anyway, I love him. He's my buddy. I love you, Dave. Look, can't even get him. I love you back. See, I'm trying to bait him. It's not working. Smart guy. Anyway, fucking. So, Dave, you got to hear this story, too. Fucking. So, I checked the app. It says it's not raining. It hasn't been raining in like 45 minutes. It's not going to rain anymore. I got the bus, and it's fucking pouring. Part I left off of that was I left my umbrella on the bus because I'm like, fuck it. I don't need this piece of shit anymore. It had just broke. So, in New York, right? They sell these cheap umbrellas, like, on the corners, like, these fucking African guys. Not African, like, not African-American, like, legit African guys. You know, with, like, African accents and shit, like, tribesmen. I don't know how to describe them. I don't know where they're from, honestly. Maybe Ghana or some shit. I don't fucking know. Is Ghana even in Africa? I don't think it is. Maybe they're not African. Maybe they're, you know, those fucking guys, man. They fucking sell bootleg purses and shit. I'm not being racist, but it's true. It's what they all fucking do. Anyway. I might have to edit that part out. They sell these umbrellas for like $5. Always, as soon as it's about to rain, you see these motherfuckers everywhere. Umbrellas. $5, $10, big one. Right? So I always get myself a $5 umbrella. So I'm not going into like a drugstore, like a Walgreens or a Duane Reade or some shit. And paying fucking $29.99 for a fucking small umbrella. That sucks. Anyway, these umbrellas always break. So this umbrella broke. It was still usable, but it like broke. Like one of the fucking bars were hanging off and one side was all shitty. Anyway. So bro, I left it on the fucking bus. Fucking. So I'm walking home. I'm like, huh, let me record this podcast. And I'm getting fucking drenched. And I was so pissed because I work inside and outside. And I managed to stay dry all day yesterday. Throughout the fucking crazy ass rain. All day I stayed dry. But on the 10-minute walk from the bus stop to my fucking grandpa's house, I get soaked. That's my life and luck in a nutshell right now. Anyway, I'm walking down the hill. So you guys know when I'm recording, usually in the morning, in the intro part, I'm usually recording up that big ass hill where I can't catch my breath. It's fucking steep, you guys. I'll take a picture and post it on Twitter one day. It's fucking steep. So anyway, I'm walking down that hill. La la la, about to wrap up the podcast. I have been recording now for like 8 minutes. Kept my phone dry, kept my headphones dry, et cetera, et cetera. Having a good old time. It was a great intro. You guys, I fucking bust my ass walking down that hill. Hard. I felt flat on my fucking face. And the recording is so fucking funny. I think you guys would appreciate it. I'll probably release it eventually as like a something, like a special something. But man, it was fucking embarrassing. I'm like, it's funny, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Oh, fuck. Are you fucking kidding me? Oh, my God. Just bust my ass. And then it goes on for like another fucking 2-3 minutes because I don't turn the fucking recording off. And yeah, it was fucking crazy. Super embarrassing. Anyway, that's enough for the intro. Let's get right into the picks for today. I'm excited about it. I'm excited about today and tomorrow and Sunday. Hit me up on Twitter, guys. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the podcast today. Hope you tail the picks and we win. Let's eat together. And I hope you enjoyed every episode so far. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. See you soon. Let's go. Alrighty, guys. Let's get right into some picks. Don't have much for you, but I do have a couple. Let's go straight to the college football scene. Got 1, 2, 3, 4 games tonight. Marshall at FAU, Pittsburgh at Syracuse, Ohio State at Northwestern, and UNLV at Fresno. I'm already looking forward to the Saturday games. I got a couple good ones for you tomorrow. I'm excited. Only one pick for you today. It's going to be Pittsburgh at Syracuse. Pittsburgh going to be -3.5 favorites. They're currently -3.5 favorites still. Pittsburgh getting 62% of the betting public action. I like Pittsburgh here. Syracuse has really looked like shit. Pittsburgh's pretty decent. -3.5 scares me. I like -3 better, but we're going to take it. -3.5. I think they're -3.5. Fucking win. New York City has been ridiculous. It's getting annoying. So Pittsburgh, I like them a lot. A lot of reasons for that. Not going into it too deep. As far as the baseball game goes, I got fucking Verlander on the mound for the Astros tonight. First Paxton. One thing we got going for us was Soto's Houston. And fucking in the MLB is a lot better. You know, seeing a pitcher for the second time in such a short span of time definitely favors the offense, the lineup. So we'll see what happens here. Verlander's not exactly untouchable. He is fallible. He is human. However, he's a great fucking pitcher. So see what happens, and then even if we do win this game, still 3-2. Even if we win the next game, still 3-3. And then we got fucking Gerrit Cole in Houston. That's not exciting. We'll see what happens though. If the Yankees can pull this off and make it to the series, they will win the World Series. You heard it here first. But I don't like it. I just don't like it where we're at right now at all. In the NBA, I got one pick for you. Where is it? What is it? Washington at Philadelphia. Philadelphia currently -9. They open at -6.5. 76% of the betting public is on Philly -9. I like Washington +9. Preseason game. I don't see Philly blowing Washington out. Washington's pretty decent, especially their preseason lineup. I also like the Washington money line at +335. Open at +230. $105 better. I like Philly here a lot today. I mean, I'm sorry. Washington a lot here today. Not Philly. Fuck Philly. Philly is 4-0 in the preseason, though. Washington 2-2. I just don't think Philly beats them by 9 or more. I think Washington might even pull off the win. Who knows? It's a fucking preseason, right? NHL, I'll give you one for shits and giggles. Dallas at Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh here tonight. The data loves them as well. Pittsburgh opened up at -145. They're currently down to -138. They open there. They have 76% of the betting public on Pittsburgh. That much I don't like. Dallas +125. Still currently +125. I do like Pittsburgh here tonight. Pittsburgh Pirates won the season. Dallas 1-6-1. Pittsburgh seems like the only pick there and the best pick on the NHL slate tonight. That's pretty much it, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks for listening. As always, hit me up on Twitter. Let's go. Let's eat together.
Alrighty, you guys. Quick little outro. Just want to talk real quick. I have not recorded the picks segment of this episode yet. So I'll be doing that in a little while, as soon as the research and all the data comes in, all that good stuff. I have some good picks for you today. You've already heard them if you listen to the podcast. So I hope you enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed the quick intro. I hope you enjoyed the picks. And I hope we eat together tonight. Just want to talk real quick. The fucking Yankees. We needed this game so badly, guys. Fucking bases loaded 3 times. No runs. It's like, you guys, come on, man. You fucking, as Aaron Boone says, our guys are savages in that box. Yeah, really? Can't fucking score, man. The Astros are solid, bro. We needed this game against Grinke. Now we got fucking Verlander next. It's not a foregone conclusion that Houston will win. However, Verlander is a arguably a Hall of Famer, right? I would say so. Maybe a definite Hall of Famer. Anyway, one of the best pitchers in the league by far for the past fucking, who knows, bunch of years. But point being, I said it before and I'll say it again. If the Yankees lost this game tonight, we're basically out. It's over. It's done. It's going to be... I mean, listen, man. I've seen the Yankees do way crazier things than fucking come back down 3-1 to the Astros. Even with Verlander and whoever they start in the 6th game. And then Cole. I've been to fucking crazy Yankee World Series games. Insane playoff games. You've seen it. I've seen it. So, they're not out by any means. But, man, is that a tall order to win 3 in a row against Houston with that pitching staff and the way that the lineup is hitting right now. Honestly, the Houston Astros fucking offense looks fantastic. Kind of disappointed. I was at the game. It was super windy. I was shocked that the game went over the total. What are you going to do? I mean, it just sucks as a fan. Fucking the Yankees have not had a World Series win, and if they don't come through this series, then they have not won a World Series in over a decade, and that's the first time in 100 years that that has happened, if it happens. So I'm not counting the Yankees out yet, but man, that sucks. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. It's 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm about to jump in the shower and get the fuck moving, baby. Got to make your own luck in this world, boys. Got to work hard to get that money so that that money can make that money. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thanks for listening. As always, go ahead, hit me up on Twitter, JD Sports Picks at JADULANIE. jd.pro11@gmail.com. Send in a voice message to the show. Just click the anchor link, go to the podcast main webpage and click send in a voice message. It's not brain surgery. You got this, you guys. I have faith. You can also click support this podcast. Send in a small monthly donation to the podcast. Every dollar goes right back into the podcast. Cost 99 cents, $4.99 or $9.99 monthly donation. If you'd like to do that, I'd appreciate it. You can also directly donate or tip to Cash App, $JOHNDULANIE. Everything is in the podcast description. Thanks, guys. I love you. Let's fucking get this money and let's eat together. Come on, Yankees.